It's that time of year. Most mornings I get to say I'm Bruce Allen. This morning I get to say he's Bruce Allen. Redskins general manager Bruce Allen joins us. Bruce, always great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Well, good morning, Bruce. And, you know, we've had a tradition the last 2 years getting to talk to you in the morning before an opener, and we've won both years, so we got to keep this going.
All right, I'm okay with that.
I'm going to have to jump in, though, because I think there's a conflict of interest here between the Bruce Allens trying to make each other look good, and I need to get some hard-hitting questions in, if that's all right.
Well, please do. Please do.
Well, you know what? It's almost impossible, even though we've been told not to. It's almost impossible not to have unbelievable expectations with Robert Griffin III this year.
Well, I think it's because of our fans and the community have found out what a great young man he is besides a talent. And our hopes are up as well. We understand that a young quarterback is going to go through a learning process, but he's been here every day working on the day off. He comes in first thing in the morning. He wants to be a good player, and we're excited to have him.
The amount of expectations we have on him, though, really aren't fair to him. He probably will stumble out of the gate, as most rookie quarterbacks do. What are you going to tell fans, about his progression as a quarterback?
You know, John, I don't know if the expectations are outrageous. Every time I look at these projections of where we're going to finish, most people pick us to come in last place.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't have to say it.
Well, I'm just saying, yes, there has been that point of view as well, I guess.
Yeah, and so it's really how the team plays, and as he learns, he's going to get better. His expectations are to do great things. He lifted the Baylor University program to the upper echelon of college football, so he expects to do great, and that is our goal. We're going to have an uncompromising commitment to be successful with the Redskins, and that's the way it's been for decades, and we need to continue it.
Bruce, Dave Johnson here, and I'm not the Nationals manager or the former Oriole players. We continue to confuse matters this morning. You got that practice bubble, and you're opening up with the Saints on Sunday. How big an advantage or help is that, and who gets to pick the music for practice?
Well, first of all, it's not music. It's just loud noise. We have tape recordings of airplane takeoffs that we play in there. And in our indoor facility, it's deafening. And we're going to go in there again today and work on our silent snap count that the offense will have to use in that environment, because we're going into a hornet's nest. That team is very fired up. They're mad at the commissioner. They're mad at the world. So it's going to be a great test for us.
Real quick, they always make me predict a record for the Redskins, and I'm kind of lazy. Why don't I just get your prediction, and I'll steal yours?
Well, since every time we go on, Bruce and I together before the season, we're hoping to be 1-0 this week.
We are. We are one.
Thought we heard enough of that talk at the conventions the last couple of weeks.
Well, no, the conventions are done. It's football season. All Washingtonians can concentrate on the football season.
Hear, hear. Best of luck, Bruce. Thanks for coming on this morning, too.
Thank you.
Redskins general manager Bruce Allen.